The founder and executive director of My Block, My Hood, My City, Jamal Cole. Good morning, Jamal. How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing better than some, worse than others. A little bit down, but I guess I'm going to rise. I guess it's the price of peace. So I'm ready to get back out in the streets.
Listen, I've seen you on TV lately. I like what you're saying. And before I ask you about what your message has been, explain for people who don't know what the organization is all about. Yeah. My Block, My Hood, My City.
Yeah, so My Block, My Hood, My City, we're a social impact organization based out of Chicago. Our philosophy is that, we take care of people no matter what. So if there's a snowstorm, you always see us out shoveling snow for seniors that can't do it. If there's a heat wave, we're passing out waters and delivering waters directly to the seniors' doors. During the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, we've been out here just supporting our seniors, not only with wellness calls, but also care kits that we've been supporting about 2,500 seniors with that. And now with the rioting and the looting going on, you know, we're helping small business owners rebuild their storefronts and clean up their stores. So, you know, we take care of people no matter what. Our website is formyblock.org, and volunteer or sign up right there.
Hey, Jamal, can small businesses get in touch with you if they need help? Do they just go to the website? How does that work?
Yep, it's our Small Business Relief Fund. It's right on the front page of the website, formyblock.org. Small businesses have, you know, been decimated, you know, mom and pop shops, catching hard times on 79th and King Drive. You know, they had to put up boards. I agree with protesting. I agree with rioting. I do not agree with the reckless looting of communities that have been already divested from. So any small businesses that need support, they can reach out to us at our website at formyblock.org. People that want to volunteer for the cleanup can do that at formyblock.org. And, of course, we're accepting donations right there on the homepage at formyblock.org.
Jamal, your message is a good one, but my fear is that you're preaching to the choir, that the people who need to hear your message aren't listening. What do you think?
Well, you know what? We got to reach them where they're at. A lot of people don't watch the news. A lot of people don't know who their alderman is or who their state representative is. But a lot of people know My Block, My Hood, My City. That's because you can't get more grassroots than the block. And so we believe in working with block clubs, which are small social groups that, you know, work to improve the quality of life of their block. And we work with about 150 students in 10 different high schools around Chicago. So we have our ears to the streets, and we're community organizers. So we're not going to reach everybody, but at the same time, I appreciate you guys helping us amplify our platform as well and just helping us be creative in that.
Well, I appreciate you and what you're saying, what you're preaching, and what we want is the person who is robbing a store or starting a fire or looting or smashing a window, I want them to hear what you have to say, and you got to get to them somehow, and I don't know how you do that. Do you?
Yeah, man, you know, we're going to be standing in front of our stores, you know, right? You know, policing our own neighborhoods. We can only do it to 9 o'clock at night because that's when the curfew is. You know, the curfew has been enacted, but we want the people that's out there doing the looting to know that, you know, we don't want to devalue what they're feeling right now. We empathize with them. You know, we sympathize with them. I don't want to say, we know you're angry, but, you know, a lot of people are saying, we know you're angry, but don't do this. We know you're angry, but don't. No, I want to say, we know you're angry, and I don't like that our communities are being decimated, because these mom and pop shops are actually supporting Block Club organizations' newsletters. They're actually supporting after-school football teams. It makes no sense to burn down our communities when they're not going to get rebuilt back up like the Loop. The Loop will get built back up, but our communities, you know, haven't been built back up since 1968 riots, when the West Side burned down on Madison and Pulaski. You know what I mean?
Yep, that was a great point. I heard you make that Macy's and some of those stores back up and running in quick time, but for so many other businesses and in the neighborhoods where they are really needed, they may never reopen.
Exactly. I mean, and they were already looking, you know, they were already struggling, you know, pre-pandemic, and now they were looking forward to opening on June 3rd, and they've been set back. I mean, what are they supposed to do? So we are here to support small businesses. They can reach out to us. We're going to be giving out micro grants as well as getting some contractors to come help fix your businesses. So, you know, go to our website, formyblock.org, and please sign up.
Jamal, you've been on the ground. You've been in the trenches. What have you heard? What are people saying to you? What are folks talking about?
You know, people are upset. You know, we just witnessed, the murder of an unarmed black man by a police officer. And so it's not regular that police officers feel empowered that they can do something like this. I think that, you know, it's not regular that there's a blue code of silence. You know, it's not regular that, you know, people are in pain right now. So, you know, having that police badge, you know, just gives you a platform to amplify who you are. I keep on saying, if you're a good person, having that badge gives you a platform to do good. But if you're a wicked person, you know, having that badge gives you a platform that amplifies that. So we, on the ground, people are angry, and I don't want to overlook it. I mean, people are angry and rightfully so. We are, you know, we wore hoodies for Trayvon. We took a knee for Philando. We held our breath for Eric. We walked for Laquan. We cried for Betty Jones. I mean, we're tired of all these slogans. You know, we're tired of running around in circles metaphorically. So, you know, This has become more of a reality, and enough is enough. And there's a real problem in this country. That's what people are saying.
And it's systemic through many police departments. And what do you say to the good cops out there? Because there are many. I've seen a lot of them marching with the protesters, kneeling with the protesters.
Yeah, and showing a great restraint. I mean, again, it's a great career path, and you can really, if you're a great person, you can build community. I mean, people become cops because they want to make a difference. You don't become cops because you want to arrest somebody. But like I said, it's one bad apple to spoil the bunch. You know, and so they it's not the best marketing for them right now. But like I was saying, we have a new superintendent. You know, Superintendent Brown that is looking to build relationships with communities. I know my block, my city, we're looking forward to, you know, working with the police department and showing them around neighborhoods that have been divested so they can hit the, so before you police the neighborhood, you should understand the assets in that neighborhood and the history and the people that live there. So we're looking forward to working with officers to build relationships with community groups and stakeholders in the community.
Yeah, you got to do that because there are a lot of good cops out there. There's no question about it. And they're sickened by what happened in Minneapolis, just as you and I were.
Yeah, it is sickening, man. It's strange, the world we live in. It's a divisive, fear-based world, and everybody's scared of everybody. You got black people fear police because they done shot us down in broad day, and white people in fear of black people. And that gives people the right to bear arms, make citizens arrests, and do neighborhood watches. It's just a strange irony about the police department right now. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, and how'd you like to be David Brown coming into that new job now as superintendent of police here? Well, what a mission he's got, huh?
Yeah, man. I think he's up to the task, man. He's, you know, from Texas. You know, my father is from down there. In fact, you know, there's an interesting history down there. One of my uncles was one of the first black cops in Houston, Texas. And, you know, he joined the police force when it was, racial discrimination was actually systemic. And actually, it wasn't systemic. It was outright discriminatory, not like today's cloaked up discrimination. So, you know, he worked foot patrol in mostly black neighborhoods because black officers weren't allowed to drive squad cars. They had to ride a bus. And he had to ask his supervisor's permission before arresting a white person. And if he arrested a black person, you know, they had to ride the bus to take him back to the station. So, there's hundreds of thousands of brave officers, you know, who make a ultimate sacrifice, obviously, to protect us every day. And they do it with integrity. So I love them. You know, I sincerely appreciate all that. My comments aren't about them. This is about the larger system. And I know it's hard to hear, but you know, we need to actually acknowledge that there's racism within a police department, and that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, you make a lot of sense, and I think, obviously, your background has helped get you in the position you're in now to deliver that very, very sane message. Jamal Cole, founder and executive director of My Block, My Hood, My City. I know after hearing this conversation, Jamal, a lot of people will want to find out more about what you're doing. They'll want to go to the website. You mentioned small businesses can get help from you. So do me a favor, slow down and give me that website address so people can write it down.
Well, I want to say I empathize. I love y'all. Thank y'all for what y'all are doing out there and standing up for what's right. My website is formyblock.org, so formyblock.org. Small businesses, volunteers, people that want to get involved and don't know how, it's right on our homepage, formyblock.org. We're the on-ramp to getting involved in Chicago, so we look forward to working with y'all.
Good talking to you, Jamal. Let's keep in touch, okay?
All right, man. Peace. Have a good one.